to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, and today we're going to be talking about the coronavirus pandemic and like how it's affecting everything because, well, it's affecting a lot. So before we get into it, I just want to, like, apologize for being gone. The last month and, like, week have been insane in my life. One of my best friends got married. I moved back down to where I've been for a while. It was a whole thing. So I'm sorry for being so MIA, but I am back. I'm so excited. We literally have the 2-year anniversary of the podcast next week, so the next episode. Super amazing. Super great. Cannot wait for that. But yeah, this is pretty cool. So I guess we should just talk about what's going on. So let's be honest, this pandemic is affecting literally everyone. Noir, calm down. I have a little kitten. She's very rambunctious, so I'm sorry for the noise in the background. Can't stop her. But this pandemic that is going on right now because of the coronavirus, because of COVID-19, because of the absolute devastation it is causing at the moment where thousands and thousands of people are getting sick every day and new cases are being found, and it's such like an unpredictable thing, it's really affecting everything in the world, not just like the people and our health, but our economies and our businesses, and it literally has an effect on everything that is going on. So it's hard in the sense that like a lot of businesses, including my own, are kind of like struggling at the moment. But the weird thing is, while my business is struggling, it's also doing fairly well. And I know that's a crazy thing to say, and you're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, so let me explain. So while things are hard just overall in business, and the fact that like not a lot of money is coming in for a lot of businesses, and a lot of them are like just not doing well because people can't pay for the things they used to, and it's a whole ordeal. But my personal business, my brand and web design business, my branding studio, is actually doing pretty well because people are taking this pandemic and the stay-at-home orders that a lot of us have, including myself. I'm in LA County right now, and we were issued a stay-at-home order, I think, like 3 days after I got back, and basically it's been that way ever since. So it's kind of crazy, and a lot of people like can't go and do their jobs. A lot of them have lost their jobs, so they're taking it as an opportunity to create their own businesses and succeed. So that's really good for my business, my branding studio, because people are like, I'm starting a business, I need a brand identity, I need a website, I need branded content to promote my business, so I'm going to invest in this to have it to start my business so I can build a successful company during this pandemic. And so that's really, really, really nice. And I am glad that I'm able to help so many people during this time. I'm offering like discounts because I know it's insane, and a lot of people like can't afford my full services, which is totally fine. I completely understand. So I'm offering these discounts and payment plans and things like that to help them during this time, and I'm trying to help as many as I possibly can because I understand how difficult it is. So like, in a crazy way, even though this pandemic is affecting and hurting a lot of people's businesses, it's doing kind of well for me. And I like hate saying that out loud, but it's the truth, just because everybody's like starting their own businesses or investing in their own businesses in order to help it grow and succeed. So that being said, we're going to talk a bit more about like what I've been doing to counteract the whole pandemic and try just like keep my business running, because while I do love the people that are willing to invest, there are a few that aren't willing to invest in like full brand identities and like my big packages. So I've been trying to find like other ways to do so and help them still with their businesses, creating content, creating brand, while not having to charge them for my package prices and still yet bringing in an income for myself. So One of the major things I've been doing is actually like relaunching Create and Conquer, which I talked about, I think, in the last episode. That's how long it's been. But this is my mastermind program. It's a 12-week mastermind, I believe, 10 to 12 weeks. It's been a while. But it's my mastermind program where it helps creative entrepreneurs create content for their businesses. There's like free tools, guides, learning master classes, like website templates, everything that they get for $297 usually. And I'm offering it with small monthly payments, like smaller monthly payments, or I'm cutting a month off just in total and making it $222 to help lessen the cost for them, but still give them the same opportunity and the same like things that they would get for full price, because everybody's struggling right now. So still want to help them, but bring in an income for me. So they get like a month free, and I love that. I thought it was a great idea, and so that's one of the things I'm doing. Another thing I'm doing, I'm actually launching the day I'm recording this. So it's 6:52 a.m. on Thursday, April 2nd, and I'm launching it this afternoon, and it's called the Curated Content Club, and it is something I'm so excited about. It's different than what I normally do, but I have a really good feeling about it. And it is basically a monthly subscription with templates for creative business owners. So what it is like every month on the second Friday, there will be a drop of new content. There will be custom stock photos every month. There will be affinity designer templates, because affinity designer is just such a more affordable software, and it's super comparable to Adobe. I've literally talked about this in a previous episode, so if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. It was a couple episodes ago. But so there will be templates for Affinity Designer and Affinity Publisher that you can use. Like every month there will be social media templates, there will be a branding kit template. So if you don't have a brand yet, or if you want to redo it, there will be a template for you to use. And like just things like that. There will be a workbook template or some sort of opt-in template for Affinity Publisher. And there will also be like a surprise template for either publisher or designer every month. And I'm just super excited about it. There's also gonna be like a monthly training call thing during it. So like very, very, very excited for that. And I'm launching that today for $27 a month. So it's not a huge subscription. You get, I think, probably $200 worth of content every month. So it's really an amazing deal, especially for those who are struggling right now. And I just truly, truly love this. Like I said, it's $27 a month or $297 yearly. So it's like a small investment when you think about it long term. And I think it'll really just help so many creatives with what they're working on and help them like advance their content and things like that, so that when the time comes and like they are ready to invest, they have all these amazing templates to like grow their business, post about it on social media, and just like promote the shit out of it. So I'm very, very, very excited about it, that. Okay, so now we're gonna talk about kind of like the big question, and that's, am I worried? And like, yeah, of course I am. This pandemic is like so unprecedented and will definitely have major repercussions on like the economy, on all of our businesses. It's going to change the world. I hate to say it that way, but it truly is. It is such a quick spreading thing that has just toppled so many countries. It's affected, just off the top of my head, the biggest ones: Italy, Spain, China, and the United States. Canada's even starting to get it. Like, it's absolutely crazy to see how much it's affecting people. And I know it's going to continue probably throughout summer. So there's still so much ahead that's going to be changing and affecting. And like hurting businesses and the economy, and it's just going to change the entire way our country operates. It's shown us so much, it's shown the world so much about what can happen in such a short amount of time and how bad it can get very quickly. So yes, I am worried, but also I know that we will survive this. We are a very strong universe, a world that can survive this kind of stuff, and will come out stronger and smarter on the other side. Of course, there's going to be economic repercussions, things that are going to affect businesses, taxes, rent, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't think it'll be super, super, super horrible. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. But it's not going to be the absolute worst thing that's ever happened. And I think we will come out again okay on the other side, just like we have after the recessions and all of that kind of stuff. So, yes, I am worried, but everything will be okay. And, like, if you guys are worried, take it from me, a business owner, someone who is like, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. We'll all be okay. Our businesses will come out okay on the other side. If we show up and continue to show up and help people in need when the time comes for everything to calm down and things start to get back to normal, people will remember who we are because we helped. We came out where we're like, here, I'd love to help you with this, offer a discount here, and like just be there and be a pillar for people. They'll come back and they'll be like, hey, now that it's over and I have the money to and the time to, I'd love to work with you. So honestly, I do think we'll be okay. Everything will honestly be okay in the end. It's scary now. I mean, it's fucking terrifying. But everything will be okay in the end, and we'll all be stronger because of it. Okay, so now that I've talked your ear off about the pandemic, we're gonna get into the ads and then the rest of the episode, which I'm very, very, very excited for. Okay, guys, so, like, I have a new ad for you. I know, you're like, oh my god, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit, they even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly, truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, Check out the information in the description of this episode.
Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. This week's small creator shout out actually goes to one of my clients. I know I did this and you guys are like, why are you doing this? They're paying you. But I'm doing this because honestly, these are some of the most amazing creative women I've ever, ever, ever met and have worked with. So I want to share them with you. This week's is Simone McNeish. She literally just launched her branding. I'm so excited. She launched her brand and her YouTube channel. It's amazing. So exciting. I'm so incredibly proud and excited for her. She's doing so much and I just cannot wait to see all the amazing things she does. She is an Instagram and business coach who is so knowledgeable, so amazing, and is definitely ready to work with such amazing people. So if you guys want to check her out, you can find her link in the description of this episode, or you can go click on Instagram right now and search simone.mcneish and look her up and just be like, hey, you're amazing. I love you. The Creative Boss Babe podcast sent me. She'll be like, oh my God, I love you too. Thank you for joining my community. It'll be amazing. But yes, this week's small creator shout out is Simone McNeish, and you can find her link in the description of the episode. Make sure you go give her a follow, let her know that we sent you, and just absorb all of her amazing, amazing, amazing content. So let me start off by saying that I have literally been gone for so long. Some of my favorite artists have put out new albums, and I'm just like, holy shit. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. As y'all know, it's time for the Song of the Week. So this week's Song of the Week is one of the new 5 Seconds of Summer songs. And y'all, the entire album, Calm, 100 out of 10. Super amazing. I definitely suggest you listen to it. You guys know how much I love 5 Seconds of Summer. And like, I'm just so excited for this album. It's been on repeat since it came out last week. I'm obsessed. So this week's Song of the Week is Red Desert. It's the first song on the album, and it is a freaking bop. Like, I will turn this song on, and I just get super hyped, super excited, and I truly, truly, truly love it. So this week's Song of the Week is Red Desert. You can check it out on Spotify. You can also find the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, which has all of the music we've ever mentioned on the show there. And it's just super amazing. All you have to do is go to Spotify, search the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It'll show up. You can listen to all the music, have a dance party. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So like super great. And yeah, go listen to it. Super amazing. But yes, this song of the week is Red Desert by 5 Seconds of Summer.
yeah, we're back in full force. We're even doing a business tip. Who would have thought? Anywho, this week's business tip of the week is to keep investing. I don't know how many times I have to tell you all this, but keep investing in your business. Do not let this pandemic get you down. Keep investing in yourself, especially when it comes to your business, because right now, so many amazing entrepreneurs and mentors and coaches are discounting their services to help as many of you creative entrepreneurs as possible. You've seen me do it. There's so many other amazing creatives doing it. And it's really just to help you guys continue to grow your businesses, because our number one priority is making sure you guys succeed. So keep that in mind. And if you have some spare money that like isn't going towards groceries or whatnot, or if you have like money set aside that you want to invest in yourself, or if you have a course that you've been wanting and you're like, this will really help me with my business, but I haven't been able to pay full price and it's on sale right now, get it. Like, go and invest in yourself, in your business. Like, use this to your advantage and let it help you advance your business so you can keep creating and still earning money and not let this pandemic absolutely ruin you financially. And I hate laughing while saying that, but we all know that's something that is happening to a lot of people, and it's not funny in any means, but like, if we let it control us, it will. And so we can't give it the power to do so. So if you can invest in yourself, invest in that course you've been wanting, or invest in that membership, or that mastermind, whatever it is, if you can invest in it while it's discounted, do it. You will do so much better having done that. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel more empowered. Your business will succeed. Your content will succeed. And this pandemic will not get you down. You'll be able to learn from it. And use it to your advantage. So this week's business tip is to keep investing. Don't let this pandemic get you down. Invest in yourself and your business. So that's it for this episode. Who would have thought? It's been a while, hasn't it? I didn't honestly remember what it was like recording an entire podcast episode, but you know what? It was fun. It was amazing. I'm so excited to be back, and I cannot wait for the rest of the season and for next week's 2-year anniversary, because like, holy shit, the Creative Boss Babe podcast has been a thing for 2 years. If you're an OG listener, let me know on Instagram. I just really want to know and like connect with y'all, because we've grown so much over the last year. It's just super exciting. So yeah, I'm excited to be back, and I'm excited to talk to you guys and help you all through this pandemic, because who knows how long it's going to go on. It could go into summer or winter even, or like fall, winter, summer, you know. It's crazy and it's scary, and I know we're all kind of like, holy fuck, what are we doing? But we will get through this, and I will help you guys through my course, through basically everything I do, the membership, the mastermind, the podcast, the Facebook group, Instagram, wherever we can connect, you will find so much help, so much info. Honestly, guys, just connect. So if you guys want to connect on Instagram, it's at Canyon Moon Creative Co. Same thing on Facebook. You can find our Facebook page. We also have the Creative Biz Babe community on Facebook. It's a group that you can join. The link will be in the description of this episode, along with the Instagram link. And everything else you can find on our website or on our social medias. So go from there. Our website is canyonmooncreative.com. It'll be linked in the description of this episode, so y'all can check it out if you want. And yeah, that's it for this episode. Oh my god, another episode in the bag, I guess. I love you guys, and I will be back next week with a special 2-year anniversary episode. Bye!